This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Kalisha Bennett with the fifth video of the At Home series. And this time we are talking about community at home. And you're probably wondering, community, what do you mean community at home when there's just our family? We can't go out. We can't socialize. We can't attend our community centers and programs. Well, there are other ways that you can still connect with and support your community despite being in lockdown and social distancing at home. So the number one thing that you could do is to support different campaigns that you've got. And no doubt these things might be flooding your newsfeed a lot lately, but nonetheless, pick some or pick a few that really resonate with you, that are close to your heart, and support those campaigns, not just by giving a donation, but also by sharing them in your news feeds, sharing them in your WhatsApp messages, your social media. Like, make that effort to be someone who also calls others to the good works that some of the community organizations are doing. So you can support them by raising awareness, by financially donating, as well as even thinking of ways that you can physically contribute, maybe packing things or dropping off things or helping with some transportation. Number two is share positive content. And we know that through the blessing of having the online world and social media connection, something to be able to use it for in a positive way is to share positive content rather than negative, definitely, but to share positive reminders, narrations, quotations, different verses, different reminder videos. Obviously not too much. Don't bombard your networks with too much information or content. Rather, just give a few good things that you know you've benefited from and share them. Number three is to send thoughtful messages. So out of the blue, for no reason at all, just because you care, send people a quick SMS, send them a positive quote or a nice message, especially written to them, and just show that you care. And what that does is it can really lift up someone's day. It can really improve the way someone might be feeling, especially during this time of social distancing and isolation. So think of those who might have been overlooked or have been forgotten, or people who might be struggling emotionally, psychologically from being so isolated. So send a thoughtful message and lift someone up with your simple written word. The fourth way that you can enhance community from home is to write a card. Go old school and write a card, a thoughtful, well-wishing card, and post it in the mail. Drive by and put it in that person's letterbox. So do bring back something which is a bit of an old school method of communication. But it really can make a difference, because I don't know about you guys, but I always love it when I get something old school, especially, you know, in the mail. It's a bit exciting to get something that's been written by someone and delivered to your letterbox. The fifth way to enhance community at home is to make food to share. And whilst you may not be able to eat with your family and friends, that doesn't mean you can't cook something nice and drop it off, and maybe you can eat it at the same time and have a video call with each other or something like that. But make food to share, and you'll still get the reward of having hosted people and fed people, especially for those who are in the month of Ramadan right now, to be able to share the food that you make and share in the blessings. And it's an amazing form of charity and bringing joy and closeness within the community. So those are my five tips for having a sense of community at home. Support whatever campaigns come your way, share positive content, send thoughtful messages out of the blue, write a card old school way, and make food to share with others. So other than that, stay tuned for our next video. The sixth video is on well-being at home. And please let us know if you have any suggestions or any feedback. And check out www.developingdiamonds.com.au.